We're talking now with Brian Arnoff from Oklahoma State University. Ryan, here at this Lahoma Wheat Field Day, we're going to have a lot of farmers looking at some of the plots, and I know you're going to be talking to them about fertility and really, you know, how we get our arms around making sure we've got the right amount, but not too much.
So one of the things I'm going to be talking about today is outside the box thinking when it comes to nitrogen management, and more so about how we apply that nitrogen. With any source of nitrogen, when we're talking about putting down fertilizer, whether it's urea, UAN, or any of our dry sources, it's always better to get it in the ground. Anytime, whether it's a broadcast incorporation in conventional till, or if it's no-till, some way to get it in the ground, it's going to be more efficient. So we have out here, we have a demonstration out here where we did top dress wheat. We used a anhydrous applicator, which is fairly... It's not common, but there's some people that use anhydrous for top dress in the wheat. But one thing that we did out here is used a grain drill. So we actually used a John Deere single disc grain drill to put urea in the ground at top dress so that urea pearl is not sitting on the surface with potential losses. And it was well past hollow stem when we actually were able to get out here. And the stand looks great. We got great nitrogen use. And it's that thought process of let's think about something different. We're seeing losses of 20, 30, or 40% of nitrogen when you apply urea in the wrong conditions. UAN is very similar. We're seeing 30% loss when UAN is used in the wrong conditions and the right conditions for urea, urease activity, and urea volatilization.
So wrong. What's wrong? In other words, what are we doing that causes those kind of losses?
It's not necessarily we're doing anything wrong, but when urea sits on the surface and it melts, it's acted upon by an enzyme called urease. And the first step into that process is to go to ammonia. And then if there's any water present, it goes to ammonium, which is a good solid form. If it dries with that ammonium attaching to soil, it can be lost to the air. So the conditions that are conducive to that loss or increasing loss are no-till, warm soils, warm climate, humidity, and wind. The warmer it is, the more humid it is, the more of that urea pearl is going to melt in the morning with the dew, dry off, and the wind's going to drive off the ammonia. And so we can see in spring applications and late fall applications when it's warm and we have good moisture that those losses can be higher.
I know that one of the things that you've done is you continue to preach to producers the need for these enriched strips. How did we do this year? You think we had pretty good utilization of those this year?
The enriched strips were really well utilized this year. We had about 500,000 acres or more with enriched strips. Something we found this year that's been very interesting, the guys that have used enriched strips historically, 7, 8, 9 years, was reporting to me up to this year they have been averaging 1.1 to 1.3 pounds of N per bushel to grow their wheat. And this is a 60 to 70 bushel wheat crop that they're able to produce. This year, because of our climate, because the way the fall was, because the way the winter was, most of those producers actually ended up applying closer to 2 pounds of N per bushel. We had an environment that was either conducive to loss or tie-up, so that wheat crop needed more than it has in the past. So the strips this year really panned out and helped those guys that have been, in the last several years, reducing their N rate, actually keep up with a year where N utilization was a little bit poorer than normal.
One of the things I know that you've worked with a lot of producers on, trying to keep them up to date on how they can utilize some of the modern technology, smartphones and whatnot, to be able to basically get their arms around some of these management things. What's new out there that you've been working with folks on?
So OSU's been releasing several apps lately. I've been fairly active. We just released a OSU soil testing app so that those that use the OSU soil testing lab can use their smartphone device to get GPS positions of wherever they take samples and add notes to it. So whether it's a field or a good spot or a bad spot, you can add some GPS coordinates and even the barcode from the lab to that application or to that data point, and then send yourself a text or an Excel file that has a list of samples collected that day and the lat and long of each sample and any notes. North 40 good site, North 40 poor site, things like that. We'll have an application that will be released, I hope, in the next couple weeks that helps calibrating canola drills. It was based off an Excel file of Josh Bichong's. So we'll have calibrating a canola drill plus calibrating drills for fertilizer and other seed. Just a handy app that has row spacing and quantities determined. We're also releasing an app when it goes back to the Green Seeker for Kansas that will calculate growing degree days greater than zero. In Oklahoma, we use that for our wheat algorithms for the Green Seeker, but we're the only state that provides that days that it could grow, days of crop can grow. So this app can be used across the U.S., use a zip code to get that value for anybody outside of Oklahoma using the Green Seeker sensor.